And joining us now for the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of the Higginsville Huskers, Coach Jim Stoner, and a really good year for you guys. And listen, I appreciate you taking the time out to chat with us here this evening.
Absolutely. Thank you. We appreciate all your coverage this year.
And you guys made a run, kind of ran into a buzzsaw. I haven't had a chance to talk to you since that contest, but you had a pretty tough row to hoe against Barstow.
Yeah, you know, we knew going in, and we'd actually talked last summer about our goals when we were doing our summer work and summer leagues and shootouts, and we kind of hoped we were able to get to the point to play Barstow in the quarterfinals. We kind of already penciled them in as being a quarterfinalist, you know, nine months down the road, and sure enough, they were. And fortunately, we were enough to make it to the quarterfinals as well. And you know, they were just too good.
Nobody equaled them either. They ended up winning the state title. So
yeah, no shame in losing to Barstow.
Right, absolutely. And you guys had a good season in your own rights. And we're going to talk about the two members of your squad on the Dream Team this year, a pair of seniors, and we'll start with Blaine Wheeler. Let's start with that young man.
Yeah, Blaine Wheeler was just a do-it-all type player for us, both on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively. And he's a kid, great attitude, first of all. A kid anybody, I promise, would want to coach. He's a winner. He's a team player. He continued to improve each season. You know, he was seventh or eighth man as a sophomore, and you know, probably got limited minutes then, but knew that he was going to play a big role his last 2 years. And sure enough, he's a 2-year starter for us. Actually, ran the point guard for us as a junior, and then kind of moved over to a 2-guard. But he was our closer in close ball games. He could shoot free throws very well. He's wound up with a school career free throw percentage record. And he led us in threes. He wound up shooting, I think, 35.6% from the three-point line. Led us in steals, led us in assists. Guy that wanted to guard the other team's best player. You know, he even guarded a team's best post player when Alex Nolte was in foul trouble. So just a kid. His motor never stopped. He's an example for all of our upcoming future Huskers. And truly a joy to coach.
Well, I was going to ask you, too, and you kind of said it there just briefly, that, you know, how rewarding is it as a basketball coach to see someone kind of stick with it, not get frustrated for, you know, maybe not getting the minutes that they'd like to play, and then, you know, sticking with it, and then eventually ended up being a really key cog in your team?
Oh, absolutely. And I think Blaine would be the first one to say it's all worth it. You know, he didn't get very many minutes as a sophomore. He got a few. He was just in that tough spot, and but his attitude never wavered, and he just soaked everything up. He's a sponge. He listened. He was supportive of the other kids. His turn came. He was ready, and he's a great example of a kid taking advantage of his opportunity when it was presented. And again, a motor that just doesn't quit on either end of the floor.
And we've been talking about Blaine Wheeler, and we'll move on to the other member of the Dream Team from your squad this year, and Alex Nolte, your big guy in the middle, and he kind of was the anchor for you guys.
Yeah, you know, it's a big bonus to have a 6'6 post player that's strong. And Alex actually is a pretty fast kid. He's pretty quick. Quick first step. The thing I'm most proud of him is his continual development each year. You know, he bought into getting in the weight room and getting himself stronger, and his commitment to just getting better as a basketball player. He spent a lot of time, put a lot of time in the summer, you know, playing some AAU basketball and things like that. So just really proud of his continual development each year. And he was, you know, for us inside, a force offensively, obviously, as he led us in points, 15 a game and 8.8 rebounds a game. I think Wheeler was 12.3 points a game for us. And, you know, those guys did a lot of offensive things for us. But defensively, you know, I already mentioned Blaine, but Alex's defense, great timing as far as blocking shots. altering shots, obviously, just being tall. But he would challenge you. He did a great job of contesting shots without getting into any kind of foul issues. He had very little foul trouble all year long. And this is a testament to his timing on how he altered shots. So he was a force, as Blaine was, a force offensively and defensively. And, you know, you can't teach 6 foot six. And he got every bit out of that 6 foot six. And I thought he was really tough down in the post. You know, not just this year, but he was kind of sixth man on our team as a sophomore and then a 2 year starter who, you know, rarely came off the floor the last 2 years. So huge, huge part of our success.
Yeah, and you kind of referenced it a little bit there too, Coach, that both of those kids kind of struck me as kind of a blue collar type workman that, you know, they were going to do what, you know, do their best to get the job done no matter what it took.
Well, I'm just really proud of them because they bought into the defensive end of the floor, and that's kind of been our philosophy throughout. And those kids stepped right in and led in that area. You know, Alex leading on the inside of our defense and Blaine leading on the outside of our defense. And, you know, they paved the way for, you know, the younger kids. And hopefully they see the light and watch the things that they did and see how valuable they were to any of the success that we had.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking with the head coach of the Higginsville Huskers, Coach Jim Stoner, and his two athletes on the Dream Team this year, and a pair of seniors, and Alex Nolte and Blaine Wheeler. Those kids being seniors, it's going to be kind of tough to tough shoes to fill, I think, won't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we only had three seniors on the team. Matt Gibson, our other one, who just had another outstanding season for us as well. But, yeah, you know, those guys are going to be those three are going to be tough to replace. There's only three seniors on the team, but they took up a lot of minutes, you know, they'll be tough to replace for sure.
All right. Again, Jim Stoner, the head coach of the Higginsville Huskers. Coach, again, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with us this evening. Is there anything we're leaving out or anything else you wanted to cover?
I just, you know, again, when I want to congratulate those kids. You know, I was the fortunate one. I had the best seat on the house watching over there on the sideline.
Sure.
I just really appreciate everything Alex and Blaine and even our third senior Matt did for Husker basketball, not just this season, but the past three seasons.
There you have it, Coach Jim Stoner, the Higginsville Huskers, on the Dream Team broadcast on KMZU.